Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story by Brett Gelman, who is this summer getting a lot of attention for the role he plays in Stranger Things on Netflix. Brett first shared this on the show in May of 2011, and here he is now with a story we call The Blind Side.
Well, anybody ever be hit by a car? It's a very strange experience. Because it's one of those experiences that you don't think will ever happen to you. It's like, nah, it's easy to avoid, you know? It's like getting shot. It's like, probably not going to happen. Get hit by a car? I know how to stay out of the fucking street, you know? And most drivers know how to stay off of the sidewalk. So, I'm in high school. And I'm at the tail end of my bus riding days, right before I get my license, right before I turn 16. And the bus is the reason that whenever I enter into a social situation, I have a full-on anxiety attack in my adult life. There is nothing more hellish for a sensitive child, or in this case, sensitive adolescent, than the fucking school bus. And just from the get-go, just mean. Junior high, you know, I mean, in elementary school, you're kind of dumb, you're not noticing really anything. The mean and the nice kind of blends into each other. But in junior high, that's really when you start to notice hardcore meanness. When kids really start to experiment with, I'm going to be evil. It started right away. You know, in sixth grade, I was Elvis for Halloween. And I had the horrible, horrible misfortune of deciding to wear my hair back. And no matter how long it got, I wore it back. So it was kind of like a pompadour jufro. It was so fucking ugly. Plus, I have like a big head. So, and you know, I was kind of fat, but not in the right ways. You know, it was, I was unattractive. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be Elvis. And then I got on the bus and people were like, Elvis! Which now if you were like, now if somebody said I look like Elvis Presley, I'd be like, oh, thank you, that's great. Young Elvis, not old Elvis. thank you very much. But back then, you know, just in the way that they said, I think they could have been like, God! And I would have, oh no, oh, the tone in your voice, it's terrible! So the bus from then on was hell, leading all, and school was hell. I was an alienated person. I was not like the other kids. I was not into sports. I was into the Marx Brothers and whatnot. And the Farts Brothers, what? you know? So I just was constantly made fun of, and I was so alienated, and I wasn't like one of these cool outcasts. I was like, fuck you, man, yeah. I'm an island, you know? I was like me, I'll do anything, like me. Like, called kids up, like, multiple times to try and have plans with them, and they'd lie to me, and I'd call them up to make sure that, like, they still couldn't have plans, you know? I was a real doormat. It was so bad that, like, at lunch one day, I remember all these kids. It was a muddy, like kind of misty day, and just in the field in our not playground, but you know, the school field was so muddy, and they all ganged up on me and tackled me and were like spitting on me and laughing, and I kind of made a production out of it, you know, and deluded myself into thinking that I was enjoying that. That's how fucked up I was. So it's terrible. No, I'm cool now. I'm great. Got a great life. No. Those guys, they have boring lives. They're waiting to fucking die. Maybe not. Don't care. So yeah, the bus was just terrible. Just constant insults and, you know, afraid that I was going to get beat up. And I didn't really get beat up ever, but just... The insults were worse. I almost would have prepared. I almost would have preferred a punch to the face. So I'm on the bus with my supposed friends at the time, you know, my couple of friends, which were just like, they were just as mean as everyone else, but they were willing to hang out with me. So I'm on the bus and I get off the bus. I'm walking to the corner to cross the street. And I'm not at the crosswalk. I got the red. And there's this truck that is taking a left onto the street that I'm on. You know, it's perpendicular to me. And I look to my left, and I see that the oncoming traffic is far enough away that I can dart in front of it, but close enough that the truck can't make a left. So I'm like, okay, I'm making a run for it. I don't want to wait for this light. I got shit to do. I got to go watch Animaniacs and eat a whole lot of cheese and bologna. So I run. And I cross in front of the truck. And the truck is honking its horn. And I look up at the truck driver, and he's going, no, no, waving his hands, no. And I'm like, what's he talking about? What's wrong? He's not moving, you know, everything's fine. I didn't take into account the fact that there was another lane of traffic, and that was the lane that was on the side of this truck. And sure enough, right as I pass the truck, a Jeep Cherokee comes out going 35 miles per hour. And it didn't hit me head on. It kind of like the side of the front hit me. And I rolled up on the hood and I flew through the air. And then, you know, the typical thing happens, and it's true. Life becomes slow motion. Everything is black. And I had a while to think in the air. I was just like, oh man, am I dead? Am I paralyzed? What is going to happen? Oh my God, this is fucking crazy. I got hit by a car. I'm flying through the air because of a car. Oh my God, what is going on? Oh, I'm dead. I'm dead, or I'm in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. What is going on? Smack. I hit the ground, and suddenly the lights come back on, and the car has stopped. And I just look up. I'm like, oh! Oh, God! Oh, God! I was in a lot of pain. But I could move. I guess, you know, my body was so relaxed, i.e. lazy, that it kind of just, like, moved with the motion of rolling up on the hood. It was like, you know, like right before I got sent to my mother's uterus, right before I got sent to my mother's uterus, you know, God taught me a crash course in stunt work. And so I didn't feel like anything was broken, but I didn't know for sure because I was in tremendous pain, and I'm screaming. And this woman gets out of the car. She's like in her 40s. You know, and I grew up in kind of an affluent area. And she gets out. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you okay? Are you okay? What were you doing? What were you doing? Are you all right? I can't believe are you all right. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay. She's like, oh, you're okay? Oh, my car. And she starts inspecting her car. And I'm like, whoa. That's awful. But not half as awful as when I looked up at my bus and saw all the kids on the bus laughing at me. That's fine. Stop moaning. I can walk. It's fine. Those kids are losers. Don't feel bad for me. So they're all laughing. And, you know, we go up. There was a parking lot right there, and we go into this parking lot. And I can walk. I walk into the parking lot. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. She's like, oh. She's, like, pissed now. The woman is pissed. Not so much worried for my well-being, but angry that, you know, I fucked up her day by getting in front of her car, you know, like I had a magnet in my jacket that, you know, I purposefully put in there to be like, yeah, I hope I get pulled towards some cars today. Come on, magnet. Work your magic. And the cops come. And they're like, what happened here? I'm like, well, I got hit by a car. And I was standing, and I seemed all right. And they're like, really? You got hit by a car? Oh, wow. Well, are you okay? Well, we got to get you an ambulance. I'm like, no. No ambulance. I got to call my mom. Typical Jewish kid. My mother's going to make everything all right. Doctors? They don't know shit. Mommy? She'll make it right in like a couple words. And they're like, no. We have to get you an ambulance. I'm like, no. I am not getting into an ambulance. I'm not. All right? I got to go home. I got to go home and call my mom and she'll take me to the doctor. They're like, really? Kid, we got to put you in an ambulance. You know, we don't feel right about this. I'm like, look, no way. I'm walking home. And then the cop is like, okay, well, at least let me drive you home. Which is completely irresponsible of the police that they let a minor talk them into not calling him an ambulance. That's not my call, you know? They should have restrained me and forced me to go to the hospital. What if I had a concussion, right? So anyway, I get in the cop car, and I'm just like, oh, man, this sucks. No Animaniacs today. No cheese and bologna. X-rays. A whole lot of X-rays. And I just was thinking about that bus and those laughing kids, and I was thinking about that woman, and I was like, wow, cannot wait cannot wait until this bullshit party, aka my childhood, is done. And we pulled up to my house, and the cop said, you're going to be okay? I'm like, yes. He's like, and I'm like, thank you for driving me home and not calling me an ambulance. So that's fine. And just so you know, I'm not going to give you a ticket for jaywalking. Thank you so much, officer. And that night, I went to the doctor, and afterwards, I listened to Fuck the Police by NWA. Thank you very much.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.